There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm really excited to welcome my next guest to the program. He is with the Center for Security Policy. He is a former advisor to former Vice President Dick Cheney. He is currently serving in the capacity as a primary source of information and the relationship between the United States and Israel at the Center for Security Policy. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program Dr. David Wormser. Dr. Wormser, welcome. Good to have you. And Happy New Year and Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you. And Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to everybody. And it's wonderful to be back in the new year with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. Well, there's a great deal for us to get into in this half hour that we have together. Obviously, things have not settled down in Iran. There was a lot at the end of 2022 going on there, and more continues. Turkey is involved in really a genocidal behavior towards Armenia and towards the Armenian Christians in particular that I'm aware of, and we can talk some about that situation. And we have a truly conservative and not just social political conservatism, but a religiously conservative majority now in Israel for the first time in its 65-year history, at this point. So I think all of those are significant to discuss.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I'll let you begin.
With Iran. I mean, the demonstrations continue, so we continue to have a lot of unrest there. it's entered a new phase already a month ago or so with the economic war against the government there by the people. Strikes all over the place. The Grand Bazaar went again on strike over the weekend and demonstrations. But the government's been brutal in response. They've been executing people, hanging people. Publicly hanging them. It's a real miserable, awful, violent showdown now between what is clearly an entire Iranian population that is pretty unified at this point in getting rid of the Ayatollahs, and the Ayatollahs who know they're fighting for their death, for their lives. I mean, this is, they know that they either leave or they die at the end of this road. So
wow.
It's a particularly bloody and dangerous situation. But in the end of the day, you can't get around the fact that the Iranian people have turned the corner on their government. They don't want reform. They don't want any change or negotiation.
They don't want a modification and change. They want a complete and total, we're done with the strict... Islam. We don't want to be an Islamic state anymore. At the end of the day, that's kind of what they're saying, or at least not under these imams.
Exactly. And as a result, they're getting increasingly irritated with us. I mean, I don't think it makes that big a difference for what goes on in Iran and in the long term with the United States. But for the moment, they're getting increasingly irritated because their read of the U.S. government is that we're still hoping for a reformist, that we think this is maybe the hardliners have too much power and that's why things aren't good. So we want a moderate reformist government to come in and we can negotiate with that and still have our nice nuclear deal with them and give them the money from that would be unlocked by unfreezing assets from the nuclear deal. And the Iranian people are sending a very clear signal. I mean, they're actually saying now explicitly, do not make a deal with these guys. Do not release money for them. Do not do anything to save them. And yet the Iranian government understands that our government, the United States government, is not where it should be. So they're beginning to make signals of, oh, maybe we can go back to the nuclear negotiating table. Maybe they will. So all of a sudden, you really got a divide between the Iranian people who are fighting for their freedom and the American government, which is siding essentially... I mean, we would protest saying this, but the truth is, practically, we're siding with the Iranian government right now against our people.
Well, so and not somewhat. I mean, yes, with the Iranian government, but I think we need to be very specific in saying we are siding with the imams. We are siding with the very radical element in Iran that has said for years, kill Americans. Destroy America, burn America to the ground. That's the element that Biden and his administration are suggesting should be funded with billions of dollars so they can silence the Iranian people that are saying we want to be free. This, David, this is a perfect example of what I've talked about here on the program, where you have citizens in a country that are saying we want to be free, and where American foreign policy would be such, we're not creating it, we're not manipulating it. We're simply going to stand with those that want to fight for freedom. And that seems to make that seems to be in alignment with the American ideals going all the way back to our founding fathers and the revolution that set us free from British authoritarianism.
And it's also the most cost free path. I mean, if these guys get rid of the Ayatollahs, then it may be a mess. It may be chaotic. I don't know what's going to come after. I have hopes, but you don't know. But one thing we do know, these Ayatollahs, since the day they took over in 1979, have been at war with us. It's not that they've been hostile or nasty or mean or done some terrorism. Right. They have been at war with us, and the explicit purpose of that war in their own rhetoric is to destroy the West, to annihilate the West. Not the West in the Middle East, the West in Washington, in London. So we are in a twilight struggle to the death with this regime. The Iranian people now are in a twilight struggle to the death with this regime. They're fighting our fight, essentially. They're fighting their own fight, and they're fighting it for their own reasons. But they are spilling the blood that can avoid our having to spill the blood in the long run. So it's just a no-brainer.
Well, and it should be noted, just very quickly, you know, we had a 19-year-old young man, obviously confused, in New York City on New Year's Eve, wielding a machete that severely injured three police officers in New York City on New Year's Eve, carrying out a jihadi act. And of course, media refuses to call it that. They're inkling, they're moving in that direction. But this is, folks, this is what we're talking about when we're speaking about regimes like the Iranian Imam regime, the Ayatollah Khomeini's over there, and what they're doing, the Ayatollahs.
Absolutely. You know, we have to remember, and we can maybe talk about it at length a little bit after, but we think we're so superior technologically, and we obviously are, and culturally, and on every measure, we're very powerful.
Okay.
But when you look at the history of Islam, they defeated the Roman Empire at the end, the Byzantine Empire, the East Roman Empire, and the remnants of the West Roman Empire. And they did it through an ideological war that didn't involve pitched battles of major armies. It was a constant wearing down, right, through these sorts of attacks and so forth. And then it hit our economies, or the West's economies, the Roman economies. It began to cause the border areas and the coastal areas to become uninhabitable, which then cut into trade. We forget that Rome, the Mediterranean Sea, was a Roman lake, that all of North Africa was part of the Roman Empire, and it was Roman. It wasn't Arab, it wasn't Berber at that time, it was Roman. Mm-hmm. So when you had piracy on the seas in the Mediterranean, you cut off the economy of Italy, Southern Europe, and then Europe's economy collapsed, and we entered the Dark Ages. That's really the main cause for the Dark Ages.
Well, and I would suggest, David, that the underlying main cause for the Dark Ages, and they're dark for a specific reason, because there was no light in the world, or the light was very minimal, and I'm talking about biblical morality. Biblical morality in Rome was non-existent at that point. Constantine recognized the need for biblical morality, but when Constantine died, and when the new powers came into play, they went back into the Roman paganism, and Roman paganism had no answer for Islamic ideology. And subsequently, as a result of that, they were defeated. That is what ushered in your Dark Ages.
Absolutely, absolutely. It was the death of Christianity at that time, essentially. The West really, under the Romans, first the Greeks and then the Romans, they contributed an immense amount to who we are, a tremendous pillar of the West's culture, but it doesn't survive without the third pillar. You have Athens, Rome, and Jerusalem. It's the three pillars. Yeah. And the third is the core that causes it to be sustained, gives you the inner strength and values that led to the 2,000 years since then, that led to the American Revolution and led to who we are today. So you remove that, and you're seeing it happening in America. Yes. You remove that pillar, you return back to the pagan collapse.
And that's why Marxism is on the rise in the United States, because atheism is on the rise. And that's why you have these opinion pieces coming out talking about that Islam is going to be the most populous religion in the world. This is a return to the Dark Ages, ladies and gentlemen. This is a return to the Dark Ages. Very quickly, we got about a minute before we go into this first break. Tease me in, if you would, to the Turkey piece of this, because Turkey's right along the Iranian border there, and they're not helping.
They're not helping. I mean, there's a real problem there because Armenia, because it's desperate and kind of abandoned by the West, has to turn to Russia. Russia's allies with Iran. So on some level, you know, we've got Armenia, who's sort of an ally of Iran, and Turkey, who isn't an ally with Iran, but sometimes cooperates with Iran against the West. But most importantly, Turkey is really out to eventually erase Armenia, the Christian country, the only Christian country left in that area.
Yeah, and that of course is significant to what we were just talking about, because remember that it was the Ottoman Empire going into Southern Europe. Back with more coming up right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Dr. David Wormser, Center for Security Policy. And we'll have some of his articles coming up here in the next few days, actually, that we'll get out to you. If you're on our email list, get signed up at chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Be sure and share the site at chosengenerationradio.com. And please consider buying Pastor a cup of coffee. You can do that. As a matter of fact, Cash App, there's a lot of commercials going on for Cash App. Join me on Cash App. $PastorGregCGR. $PastorGregCGR. A $5 donation, a $10 donation. We had 1.6 million viewers last year. I know our numbers have been down the last 2 weeks, but we've been playing reruns, so we're looking forward to getting all of you back. So tell all your friends we're back on air and we're back live and we're bringing you, we're bringing the meat. We're bringing the meat. And we want you to be informed and to know what's going on and to be healthy coming into this new year. We're extending our free health assessments. You can contact me at Pastor Greg at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Pastor Greg at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We have a free health assessment with Tim Sheff. He has been practicing natural medicine for 40 years. He's incredible, and he will do a free personalized health assessment with you, free, for the first 40 people that sign up. And we would love to have you get signed up, and he'll help you. He really will help you. And there is a new COVID threat from China. They have been gathering bio profiles specifically for folks that are us, and they're targeting us. They are targeting us with this new bioweapon. I promise you, they are. But we can fight back naturally. All right, let's go back to the Middle East and let's talk, finish up the Turkey conversation. We got about 4 minutes. I want to get in Netanyahu, the new government, and it's specifically that pillar we were just talking about, because that pillar has been resurrected in Jerusalem, in Israel.
Yeah, I mean, the Turkey thing sort of segues into that. At the end of the day, when you look at Armenia, when you look at the overall policies of Turkey and Lebanon and elsewhere, and with Greece, they are snuffing out the last remnants of the Byzantine Empire in the region, which are the last remnants of really Christianity, the cradle of Christian civilization. Is essentially, this is an Islamist government, and that's ultimately what they want. So Armenia has to be on some level understood that way. It has to also be factored in the strategic questions. But it really is a question why the West has no Christian policy. I'm not saying that the American government has to become a missionary or crusader government. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the human rights of Christians in the region are being snuffed out. It's the greatest extinction of a religious community with this speed that I've seen in a long time, if ever. And the West is just AWOL. It's not there. Or maybe even cooperating with the governments. And Turkey is certainly at the center of some of this. So that does bring us to Israel, where, as I think you rightly pointed out, it's not only a conservative government from the standpoint of national security and strategic and geostrategic questions. It now also has in it some elements that, of course, are causing tremendous agony to the progressive Jewish leadership and to the progressives in the United States and to this administration and to the left in America, because they are conservatives. They believe in the Bible. They believe in what it says in the Bible. And because of that, they believe a lot of the things that a lot of Christians believe. And they're intending to make Israel more friendly to that. They're not going out and going to throw homosexuals from the roof, but they're going to make Israel more friendly for people who don't want to have gay parades in the middle of religious neighborhoods and stuff like that. The other thing is, I don't think it's an accident, and these are the sorts of things our press doesn't ever pick up, but the Israelis are just announced yesterday that they're going to start a major archaeological dig at the Pool of Siloam, which is at the base of the old city of David, the old part of really the biblical David, King David's era, Jerusalem. And that was a place where Jesus performed some of his miracles and so forth. So this is going to become a major pilgrimage site. I don't think they would have announced that if there weren't a conservative government, because instantly the world would say, oh my God, archaeology, it's over the green line, it's an occupied territory, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, what the real issue is, Jews and Christians need to begin to establish their religious rights in areas that matter to them. And Amen. Unfortunately, a lot of that isn't in 67 Israel. It's beyond the border in what everybody loves to call occupied territories, which is the subject of an entirely different conversation.
Not all right. And to that end, what I'd like to consider us to do is if you would be so kind, maybe you could come back on Wednesday and we could talk about that. Rick Manning will co-host a segment with me, and let's have that conversation about the significance of this new Israeli, conservative, biblical, Jewish, biblical-focused government, and how important that is.
That's the name of the game now.
All right. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. Wayne White coming up with us, author Wayne White, right after this. The Decline of America. We'll look at it right after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four or more times daily, injecting insulin three or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back, folks. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very excited to welcome my next guest to the program. He is the author of The Decline of America. He is a man who knows about America and the decline of our great nation. He spent a lifetime observing the treachery of communists around the world. As a keynote speaker, he's spoken to a number of conservative groups and has now put all of that information into a book, The Decline of America, The Rise of Communism, is a must-read for anyone who'd like to see our country return to its roots of freedom and opportunity for all. And I want to welcome Wayne White to the program. Wayne, welcome. Good to have you.
I appreciate it. I'm glad to be with you. I'm sorry for the little mix up on the video, but that may spare your audience this morning.
well, we still may be able to get that at some point, but not to worry, sir, not to worry. Let's, you know, 2022, I think many of us looking at what is taking place, obviously this has been going on for many years. I was a Russian linguist in the Air Force during the Cold War, and witnessed a lot of these tactics firsthand. The writings and the information we garnered from General Pacheco, the 45 goals of the Communist Party from the Naked Communist. I mean, over and over again, we know that Marxism has been at work chipping away at the foundation of our country for probably 100 years. Talk to me, though, about your interpretation of what we have seen with this newest administration in the White House, and perhaps an acceleration of the decline of our nation.
Well, first of all, you're right about one thing. It goes back to actually the 1908, when the what was then the Bureau of Investigation started investigating communism, and it has progressed. And like a cancer or any other disease, unchecked, it has spread and spread and spread. But the culmination, and this may shock a lot of people, but I document it, the culmination was when we elected Obama. And Obama, believe it or not, was our first communist president. And I document that very fully, because you can't find anybody that he knew for any length of time that wasn't a communist. And as a matter of fact, the person that mentored him was a known communist, even to the UN, and his name was Frank Marshall Davis. And his grandparents turned him over to Frank as a young man, and he mentored him all the way through college. And then in college, Professor Charles Ogletree, boasted about mentoring Obama and Michelle Robinson, his future wife. And then another Charles and Cornell West were communists, and they were professors, and both of them were instrumental in his administration. And I'm sure you're familiar with Bernadine Doran and Bill Ayers. They were part of the Weather Underground, which was a terrorist organization well known for their activities in communism. And he was at their house when he announced that he was going to run for the presidency. And then, of course, it goes on and on, the number of people that sponsored him. I mean, there was hundreds of them, and most of them are left-wing known communist organizations. So, you know, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, swims like a duck, chances are it's not a buffalo, you know. So, and that was when they elected him, legally or not. That was when they kind of said, okay, we can do whatever we want. And they've been very open about it. But everything that's going on today, unfortunately, if you're our age, we have to accept some of the responsibility for it, because like you said, it's been out there. I mean, I don't know if you're familiar, but the 45 goals that you spoke about were actually introduced by my local congressman to the Congress by unanimous consent in 1963. And I've been trying to get somebody to reintroduce them, which I think would be a good idea, because as you know, goal 27 and 28 have to do specifically with religion, you know. So, I mean, it's been going on, you know, and still going on, but it isn't something that's new. It's just gotten in your face.
Well, it seems like they're bolder about it, Wayne. It seems like they're much, much bolder about it. I'm curious, you know, the other part to this, and I talked with a missionary friend of mine down in South America during 2008 when Obama was running, and the George Soros connection. And of course, Soros, as I know you are aware, was very intricately involved with regards to the overthrow of every democratic government in South America and putting in people like Chavez and others into power. And he was a major financial benefactor of Obama and his campaign. And my friend said to me, he said, what we couldn't figure out was why there was no coverage of that, why no one was saying anything about it. You've just identified a great deal of history and background about a man who became the president of the United States of America. And yet, during the campaign in 2008, and in the lead up to him becoming the president, and even for several years afterwards, the media silenced that kind of information, and no one was allowed to talk about that. Is that not indicative of an authoritarian Marxist takeover?
Well, again, they outlined it in the 45 goals. They said, take over the press, take over the media. They have infiltrated in the 30s the Screen Actors Guild. And you see a lot of movies. Remember, in the 30s and 40s, there was some anti-movies. There was TV shows. I don't remember if you remember I Led Three Lives, which was a true story about a gentleman who was an FBI agent. He was also a businessman and a family man, and he led three lives. So then the communists figured out that, and I do a speech called Whoever Controls the Input Controls the Outcome, mm-hmm. and that kind of explains any problem you want to get into. But again, when they elected Obama, it said to the rest of them, you know, hey, we're in. And I don't know, are you familiar with Loretta Fuddy?
Not Loretta Fuddy, no.
Okay, Loretta Fuddy was the girl who issued, she was in charge of the health department in Hawaii. She is the one that issued his birth certificate, and she was subpoenaed to testify on fraud and forgery in a case in, I think it was Oregon or something. And a week before, oh, and by the way, one of the reasons she was being investigated is because right after she issued that birth certificate, she all of a sudden came into over $150,000 and paid off her house and a lot of other bills. So she was subpoenaed to testify. Yeah. And a week before she was to testify, there was a plane crash with nine other passengers on it. She was the only passenger killed. So there you go. And then you remember Joe Apaira.
Yeah.
You know, and
well, remember Pastor James David, remember, and he's still with us, but Reverend James David Manning and the things that he was, you know, identifying about Obama and about his background and about his affair with St. Clair, David St. Clair, who was murdered.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, there's been plenty of evidence, but like you say, it's a, you know, a part of what's going on in this country, especially with young people, is they don't know what they don't know. In other words, they don't know how great this country is or was. And so they're out there protesting. And if I can say one other thing, I compare what's going on in this country kind of like religion. And you understand this. There are thousands of named religions, but they all have two things in common. A deity and a life after death. I don't care what religion you're talking about. Well, that's communism in this country. They have all these benign names like Antifa and Black Lives Matter and Planned Parenthood and the Southern Law Conference and thousands of names. And so you look at them as little individual groups and they're not a threat, but they're not. They're one big organism with all these little names. They share money. They share ideology.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more coming up right after this with H. Wayne White. Right after this.
I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosen.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest is Wayne White, and he is the author of The Decline of America, A Cancer Spreading in America. You can find it at Kindle on Amazon. And if you'll use Faith Harvest Church, by the way, as your charity, just go to Smile Amazon and use Faith Harvest Church. You'll help support what we're doing here in the ministry, and we'll appreciate that. Wayne, we were talking about, man, a lot of great information in the break. Relative to the acceleration that we've seen, we talked a bit about the Obama situation and what was hidden there. As things stand right now, we have supposedly a Republican, quote unquote, majority coming into Congress. We don't have a majority in the Senate. I believe that this past election was manipulated at best, stolen at worst again. But that being said, we have what we currently have, along with the judiciary that still contains a great deal of activists, if you will. What's our solution in all of this? Where do you believe that we need to go? What do we need to do in 2023 to save our country from what I believe is a very impending collapse?
I agree with that last statement, but I will tell you, and this is my opinion, and I charge, it's worth everything I charge for it, which is zero. But my philosophy is, one of the things they changed in the 1940s was they were getting so much heat from Hollywood. They said, we need to change communism to progressives. And then you had the McCarthy or the House Un-American Activities Committee. Mm-hmm. And actually, Joseph McCarthy wasn't even a senator when that started. But because he came on board with television, he got a lot of publicity. And of course, the communists were under attack. So what do they do when they're under attack? They attack the person attacking them.
Sure.
At any rate, my feeling is, and I wholeheartedly believe this, if we don't start calling these organizations communists, and that includes the Democratic Party, and somebody said, oh, but all the Democrats aren't communists. I said, well, you can tell real quick if they are, because if they believe in five or six or seven of the things that are in that goal, then they're communists, whether they know it or not.
Right.
You know, one of my big arguments has been, things I've pondered when I'm bored is, I don't understand how Democrats can go to church on Saturday and or Sunday to a religious meeting and then vote Democrat, because as near as my research has been able to look up, the only people trying to do away with religion throughout the country are Democrats. Hmm. So how do you justify those two things? And that's the problem, is because 90% or 95% of the input going out right now is anti-American, anti-religion, and certainly anti-conservative, then this is what people understand, because that's the only information they have. And until we start calling these people communists, I mean, Antifa is a communist organization. Certainly Black Lives Matter is. They even brag about it on their website. Yep. But the word communism has been replaced with Marxism. Well, people don't relate to Marxism like they do communism, because you can't name me a Marxist country in the world. You have communist China, communist Cuba, communist Russia, communist Venezuela. I can relate to those, because I know what communism did to those countries. But when you say Marxist, I just go, it's a philosophy.
It's interesting, too, though, to note that so many of our young people coming out of college have a different view of communism. And you do make a point that I think is very, very, very good. And that is, if we label it communism as opposed to Marxism, When the questions are asked, they're asked in terms of either Marxism or socialism. How do you feel about Marxism? And you have students that are coming out of the university systems that are saying, oh, we think Marxism is good. It just was never done right. And then when you slip in communism, I don't know how much the numbers necessarily change, But this goes back to what we've discussed about the infiltration of our institutions predicated on those 45 goals.
No question about it. And I think I asked you a while ago, it may have been during the break.
Yeah.
If you know when the National Educational Association was founded. Most people, even teachers, were shocked when I told them it was founded in 1857 by a Marxist. Marxism is a philosophy, and Marx's idea was that given time, you would have capitalism, socialism, and it would eventually end up as communism. Lenin came along, and a little impatient he was, he said, no, the only way we're going to get there is through revolution. And that's what you have. You have a revolution and more dictatorship and certainly more killings. And the other thing is people don't know this. The Democrats have backed almost every communist takeover in the world, including they didn't back Chiang Kai-shek, who is the one that had to go to Taiwan. And you see what Taiwan is compared to China.
Right.
And, you know, when Mao took over, he killed 50 million Chinese because they wouldn't convert.
Right.
You know, so it's a terrible organization, and people, I think, can relate to it because they look at Cuba. I visited Cuba twice, actually three times. In 1957, I went to Cuba as a teenager. And when I joined the Air Force, one of the questions they ask is, have you ever been to a communist country? And I said, yeah, Cuba. They said, we're not going to put that down. Yet, somehow, the head of our FBI, who admits to being a communist, could run the FBI. The guy that ran the National Security Agency admits to being a communist, but he could run our security agency. So things have changed since I joined the Air Force back in the 60s.
Well, and I was in the early 80s, and I can tell you things have changed dramatically then. I mean, I remember growing up, you know, communism was evil. Period. It was bad. You know, now they proudly wear the banner. We've run out of time. Wayne, thanks so much for being with me. Wayne White, Sr., again, The Decline of America, A Cancer Spreading in America. You can pick it up. Go to Amazon Smile. Choose Faith Harvest Church. That'll help us out, and you'll help Wayne as well. Let's really get this into people's hands. The Decline of America, A Cancer Spreading in America. Information you need to know. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor, I appreciate you having me on.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex,
to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive, most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once those that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.